This is Tactical Advantage with John Register, presented by Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in partnership with Medicare Mentors, Wirenut Home Services, and Star Dental Institute. Tactical Advantage brings news, information, and resources to military-connected people of color throughout the Pikes Peak region. Now, here's your host, John Register.
Good Saturday morning. This is Mike Lewis filling in for John Register on this episode of Tactical Advantage. Another day of learning awaits us all. We always want to thank Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center for bringing the great information that we hear each and every week on Tactical Advantage, sponsored by Medicare Mentors, Star Dental Institute, and the Wirenut Home Services. I'm Mike Lewis, covering for John Register. He'll be back soon, but he's out and about doing some things across the country. Nicholas Jimenez is our first guest. It's a pleasure to meet you, Nick, and you are with the Comcast Rise program. That's also a partner of Mount Carmel. It's good to meet you. Welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here talking about Comcast Rise with the Tactical Advantage podcast. John's a friend. I know he's out there doing good things and appreciate you letting me be here.
It's a pleasure to meet you, and I'm glad that I'm able to spend a few minutes with you. So let's go ahead and dive right in. We know it's been a tough year for businesses with COVID, specifically all businesses, but small businesses really did suffer because of the restrictions and the lockdowns and things like that. You know, we're so grateful that we're in a recovery phase. But tell me a little bit about Comcast Rise. What is the mission? What is it you do?
Well, that's a really great way to frame it up, Mike, because when you think about the last year and a half, the economic impacts to businesses have been significant. The most impacted have been small businesses, and the most impacted within that community is people of color owned small businesses. So here's where Comcast decided we really can make an impact. We announced in June of 2020 a three-year, $100 million commitment to support social justice and diversity initiatives. And as part of that, we launched this Comcast Rise program. So what is Comcast Rise? Comcast Rise is a program that leverages Comcast businesses to support small businesses and drive customers to their locations. So what we're doing here is encouraging people of color-owned small businesses to fill out a very brief application at comcastrise.com, and then you're eligible for support from two of our subsidiary companies, either Comcast Business or Effective. So what we're talking about here with Comcast Business is technology consultants that can come in and make sure that you have the right connections and phone and internet and all of that to reach your customers. We're also talking about marketing consultants that can come in and make sure your website is great, that you've got the ability to support online ordering. And then from our Effective brand, we're creating and airing 30-second commercials that air in your local community. All of this just to drive folks to your small business.
Well, that is terrific. And when a lot of people think of Comcast, they may think of, well, that's a cable provider, but Comcast is so much more. And you just mentioned some of the, it's the phone service, the internet, the being able to put marketing out there. That is terrific. Well, tell me, Nick, what is the impact thus far of Comcast Rise and how you've been and what you've been doing since COVID started?
You know, Mike, it's incredible. I was reviewing the numbers as we were getting ready for today, and the numbers are impressive, and we're just getting started. So far, 3,700 entrepreneurs across 422 cities and 34 states have been selected as Comcast Rise recipients. And as you can imagine, this is everything from restaurants to barber shops to professional services, child care centers, retail stores, all kinds of small businesses. But when I say we're just getting started, by 2022, Comcast Rise is on track to support 13,000 small businesses. So right now we've got an application period open through the middle of October. And so I'll say it again, comcastrise.com. This isn't like going and applying to some complicated programs that are out there. Right. This is a very straightforward application process, really simple, and encourage if you're a small business, if you're a person of color, go and check this out. It'll only take a few minutes.
You kind of already answered my next question, who is eligible to apply? When you say small business, let's go ahead and talk about that for a moment. Do you have a definition? Is it by the amount of revenue that the business brings in every year? Is it the amount of employees that they have? How do you define small business? And so someone who's listening right now and thinks, well, you know, this may be the program for me, I want to make sure that they're eligible.
Yeah, let's get right to it, Mike. I think that's the important question. It's small businesses that are owned by people of color, like we talked about. They must have been established for at least a calendar year, right? So at least 1 year in operation. And then we kind of bisect the group. So 100 full-time employees is the max in terms of defining it as a small business. That if you have 100 employees or less, you're eligible for the media services where we can produce and air a commercial for you. But if you're even smaller, if you're 25 or less employees, you can get those technology services, right? Up to a year of internet and voice for your business, or those marketing consultants that come in and help out your business.
Wow. What you're offering could be the difference between a business turning the corner and becoming very successful, or maybe going out of business. We've seen a lot of small businesses, unfortunately, see it happen to them because of what's been going on. So this program is awesome.
Yeah. And a lot of times when you think about small businesses, they're great at what they do, right? I mean, you think about your local barber, your mm-hmm. local coffee shop, your local childcare center. They're wonderful at what they do, but maybe they don't have the expertise in making sure they have the right technology or how to reach potential new customers. That's where we think we can add value, not by having them reinvent the wheel, but just by amplifying their message and connecting them to their communities.
Sure. And marketing comes to mind too, is a big event. And there are so many different aspects to marketing. Of course, there's their traditional media, there's digital, there is, you know, podcasting, which is what we're doing right now. But again, you've got the expertise that you're going to bring in and sit down with that business owner and come up with a strategy that's going to help them grow their business.
That's the key word right there, is coming up with a strategy, is sitting down with the business owner, not just saying, hey, here's a one size fits all solution, but rather let's have a conversation and let's figure out what we can best do to market your business and reach more customers.
Now, Comcast is nationwide. This podcast is being broadcast in Colorado Springs, but as a podcast, it can be heard anywhere in the world, basically, where you get podcasts. So this service, Comcast Rise, is available outside the Pikes Peak region.
It's absolutely available outside the Pikes Peak region. It's available everywhere Comcast, Xfinity services are available. Like I said, I mean, 34 states already have Comcast Rise recipients, 422 cities. So wherever you are, if Comcast is in your neighborhood, ComcastRise.com is where you can learn more.
Excellent. Now, has anyone in Colorado been named a recipient?
Absolutely, Mike. We've got some great recipients in Colorado. 69 Comcast Rise recipients so far in Colorado, and I'd love to see that number continue to grow. We've got gyms, we've got breweries, we've got youth STEM programs that are participating. We definitely want more small businesses, mm-hmm. but if you want to check out the folks that have already been named, colorado.comcast.com/ComcastRise, Comcast Rise, all one word.
Nick, would you like to tell us about one of the winners here in Colorado? Just, you know, highlight somebody that you'd like to showcase.
Well, I don't want to steal too much thunder because I think we have another guest on the show in a little bit, but I would absolutely love to brag about one of our Comcast Rise winners, Atrevida Beer Company. Atrevida Beer is local here to Colorado Springs. It's Latina veteran family owned, and they were awarded a technology makeover from Comcast Business through their Comcast Rise package. So what that allowed them to do is upgrade some key pieces of equipment. They got some tablets, some cybersecurity expertise and software, which allowed the business to go mobile and have access to critical programming they weren't able to access before. And for me, what I love is just one of the stories, the impact of this Comcast Rise program.
Well, that is terrific. Congratulations to them. We'll be looking forward to hearing a little bit more about when we talk to Rich, who's going to be our next guest, by the way, the owner. So we're looking forward to that. But thank you for giving us a preview. We appreciate it. Also, what else is Comcast doing to support the community?
Well, this is my favorite topic of conversation. I love to support the community and be involved in the community. And, you know, when we think about what's been the impact over the last year and a half of the pandemic, you know, certainly small businesses are important. But we also think about how all of our lives have changed and how the reliance on the internet has just been amplified. So Comcast recently made a commitment to invest $1 billion, which is crazy, right? $1 billion with a B over the next 10 years to support digital equity, to make sure that everybody has access to the internet and the transformative power that comes with it. So within that commitment, it's a couple programs I'll highlight. Internet Essentials has been around for 10 years and it offers low-cost internet in the home. So if you get any form of federal benefits like food stamps or a VA pension or housing assistance, you can go to InternetEssentials.com and qualify for internet for $9.95 a month. If you participate in the program, you can purchase a brand new computer for under $150. You can also access digital literacy training so that not only do you have a computer and an internet connection, but you have the skills necessary to take advantage of it. So it's been a great program. We've connected almost 500,000 Coloradans since the program launched in 2011. But during COVID, we realized that even though a home internet connection is the best solution, it's not the only solution or the solution for everybody. So if you're housing unstable, or if you don't have a safe, quiet place at home to get on the internet, we want you to have another option. So we've partnered with local nonprofits and community centers on an initiative we call Lift Zones. And so you can find those details, colorado.comcast.com/lift-zones. And you can see a list of local Lift Zones where you can go in and access this very high speed Wi-Fi at no cost to you. In Colorado Springs, some of the locations include the YMCA facilities, the Boys and Girls Clubs facilities, and of course, I can't go without mentioning the fact that Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center is a Lift Zone location. So if you need to access Wi-Fi, go into the Mount Carmel Service Center. Right there in the lobby, you've got a really high speed connection, a couple computers, and a great staff to support you.
You know, for those of us who have been living in the digital world and, you know, have internet in our house, we probably, some of us may take it for granted. But when you were telling that story, Nick, about what came to mind to me, and I'm just using a story that I can relate to hopefully to expound on this a little bit. I had a elderly relative several years ago that I was trying to help do something in the house. And I go into the house and I realize this person doesn't have internet in the house. And it made me think about how limited I was able to do some things that I was trying to help them with, a security system and things like that. So we had to get this person up to speed, so to speak, if you will. So if you don't have those services in the day and age we're living in 2021, and with the pandemic and things like that, that can be a huge hindrance in getting things done.
Yeah, you couldn't have said it better. And really, when you talk about the internet, it's unfortunate that the folks that stand to benefit the most from the power of the internet are also the folks that are least likely to have that connection at home. So when we think about our veterans, when we think about our seniors, when we think about our low-income children, that's why we all need to work together to get them online. And we've got a great team at Mount Carmel that helps with that. You know, you talk about a story, Mike. I had a story come up during the pandemic that really touched my heart, which was from Mount Carmel as well. And so in speaking with my friends at the organization, we had identified this family that had been homeless, living in the woods with a 12-year-old son. I've got a 12-year-old son. They had gotten their first COVID stimulus, and it was enough for them to put a security deposit on an apartment. Mount Carmel was able to get them some furniture in this apartment. The son got enrolled in D11 schools. They gave him Chromebook computer, but they didn't have an internet connection at home. And that's where Mount Carmel stepped in and said, you know, this Internet Essentials program is available. And then I got a chance to meet this family, the Walker family, and hear from their mom, from the mom in the family. Her name is Noelle, and she's amazing. You know, hearing how the internet changed all of their lives is what made it all worthwhile for me. Noelle shared with us that it was so important that her son Connor have access to the internet, but she didn't realize how important it would be for her and for her husband. You know, during the pandemic, she wasn't able to access her mental health counseling in person. But Mount Carmel, thanks to the internet connection that she now had at home, said, you know what, we can do telehealth and you can get this mental health counseling over the internet. And so she started using Connor's laptop to do that. And then Lee was able to use the internet to look for work. And so this is what the power of the internet does. You know, we may think we're getting it just for our son because he needs it for school. And then we start to realize that it benefits the whole family. But if you caught the details in that story, this isn't about me going out and talking about Internet Essentials or Mount Carmel going out and talking about telehealth for mental health counseling. It's about all of us working together to make sure that those that need the connection can access it.
One small story, but talk about changing people's lives. That's awesome. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, no, it's really a privilege to get to see the impact of this type of work.
Well, we'd like to end by just maybe getting a couple of fun facts about some of our guests. And I understand you grew up in Puerto Rico. Would you like to share about your childhood or any adventures that you had earlier in life? Please tell us.
Well, you can always count on John Register to put you on the spot. And so in preparing for this interview, you know, I got the question. You got to share two fun facts. And so, yes, I did grow up in Puerto Rico. And, you know, when I was really young, I wanted to go to a sailing camp. My parents wouldn't pay for it. So I convinced my dad to drive me over to the camp. And I was going to tell them that I was going to work for free just so I could go to this camp. And he laughed, got in the car and was like, let's see what happens here. Well, I got the job. And the job was pretty funny in and of itself. I was working on little tiny sailboats in very busy San Juan Bay Marina. And I swear half the job was just saving kids that honestly half the time were older than me from getting in the way of oncoming gigantic cargo ships. It's always an adventure and it was a good experience.
Well, it sounds like it was just a lot of fun too.
It was. We didn't lose any kids. That's the important takeaway.
Very important. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing Comcast Rise. What a wonderful program. Again, I would like you to go ahead and wrap up by letting people know you're listening right now. If they want to reach out, they want to find out maybe Comcast Rise can help their small business, what do they need to do?
We've got an application period open right now. Okay. It's open through October 16th. So you have time, but don't delay. It's a quick application. The website is ComcastRise.com. Comcast, R-I-S-E, one word, ComcastRise.com.
And it could make the huge difference in your small business.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. And thanks to everybody that's listening.
It's our pleasure. Again, our guest, Nick Jimenez, Comcast Rise, also a partner with the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. I'm Mike Lewis covering for John Register. You're listening to Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
It's time to smile again. At Star Dental Institute, Dr. Gary Moore and his staff specialize in general dentistry, dentures, and orthodontics, as well as sedation dentistry and dental implants at affordable rates. With COVID-19 restrictions being lifted, now is the perfect time to visit Star Dental Institute, Colorado Springs' premier full-service dentistry office and one-day denture service center. The message is basic. It's safe to come back to the dentist. To schedule an appointment, call 719-597-7979 or online at dentalcoloradosprings.com. Star Dental Institute, proud sponsor of Tactical Advantage. If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage to make sure that you have the right options. Call Rich Lewis at Medicare Mentors at 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance at no cost consultation for military connected service members. Committed to advocate for you today and all of your tomorrows. Proud sponsors of Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
And welcome back to Tactical Advantage. I'm Mike Lewis covering for John Register. Tactical Advantage sponsored by the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Go to veteranscenter.org or call 719-772-7000. They will help you if you are active duty, a veteran, member of the reserves, a family member. So many great programs. Now, in our previous segment, we were talking about Comcast Rise with Nicholas Jimenez. I'd like to welcome in our next guest, who is a beneficiary of Comcast Rise, Rich Fierro. Yeah. Rich, it's good to meet you.
Good to meet you. Thanks for having me in.
Well, thank you. It's our pleasure because I want to see what Comcast Rise did for you. Now, tell me, you are an owner of a small business.
Yes. So we own Atherita Beer Company. We're down here on North Nevada and Mount View Lane, just south of that intersection of Garden of Gods and Nevada, North Nevada.
Oh, okay.
North, yeah. So just south of that Costco by the old dog track. I remind folks of that one. So we're down there and I put in for this program mostly because my wife has been working in the brewery and all the operations with a lack of technology. We have one computer tower and everybody's trying to use a computer to get in their brew data, build recipes, put in the accounting for the day. All that stuff was happening on one computer and they came in, hooked us up with a technology package. So there's three. There's a media, social media, and a technology package. So we were awarded the technology package, which was two iPads, and then a few laptop with a tower. So we took that that, and we've been able to automate some of our stuff and then open up so that everybody has something to use to get into the system. So it's been very nice. And they also picked up the bill for a year's worth of Wi-Fi for our business. For the folks that come down and have a beer, they have Wi-Fi there, high speed Wi-Fi, because that was apparently a lower speed. I have no idea. So you learn these things as you come through. But Comcast came in, they gave a consultation to my wife and really kind of laid it out for her. It was amazing. It's a really good deal, especially during COVID when we couldn't invest in things like that. Mm-hmm. And that was something that somebody came up and gave us a little assistance with.
Well, I'd like to go ahead and just briefly ask you, the COVID, how did it impact your business when the pandemic took off?
Oh, absolutely. And so as a brewery, we fit in a weird spot. We are a manufacturing company, a manufacturing license, mm-hmm. But we have a tap room for a tasting room. So then we are also part of that hospitality/food and beverage. Right. So you get a weird mix. So when they shut everything down in March, we were completely out for, I want to say, about 3 or 4 weeks, just shut down. And then they decided to open up restaurants and bars for to-go. We were in part of that. And so as a manufacturing company, we were in a weird spot because we could still make beer. We just couldn't sell it out of our brewery. They decided to change it a couple days later. Me and the wife got involved we started getting involved in our local community and our politicians to kind of voice what's going on with the breweries and voice what's going on in small business in general. So my wife and I went from being just to go to 25% open to back to go for the winter because it got bad again. Mm-hmm. And then 50%. And then March of this year was the first time we were open for 100%. So it took about a year for us to get to 100%. Then at 100%, we're still in that window of what's going on with Delta. So there's a lot of confusion for us.
Sure.
Of what's going on.
Now, meanwhile, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
The program was put out. We'd invited Senator Hickenlooper and Mayor Suthers in so they can talk to us. And we had Brother Luck and Storybook Brewing and just a few folks from the restaurant and brewery industry to kind of voice what's going on with us as we fall in those cracks of between a restaurant and between a manufacturing facility. So it was very cool to see that they were genuinely interested in working together to make sure that the Colorado business community, small business community, advances forward. Hearing from Mayor Suthers, we were able to see this is where we're going to go forward. It was just as the mandates were starting to come out to be lifted. And so it gave us a little edge and understanding where we're going. And hearing it from your leaders, it helps, you know. And sure. It's the same thing in the Army. You're always looking for that, hey, just give me a little bit of guidance left and right, and then I can make it happen in between. So that's what we kind of did. It's not been an easy road, but we survived. And so I'm not pulling in tons of money, but I am actually surviving. So that's what me and the wife are excited about.
And I understand you're a veteran small business owner of the year award nominee.
Yes. So Colorado Springs SBDC, I was nominated and I didn't win, unfortunately, but at the end of the day, I was humbled just to be nominated. At the end of the day, my wife is the light there in that building. She's running that business. I still work at Carson as a defense contractor, and I help her in the evenings. I help her in the weekends. I help her during the day, whatever she needs. I'm a support system. I always look at it as like I'm the XO and she's the commander of the brewery. So that's what we do. She has done amazing work. She still continues to do this stuff. And she was a hairstylist barber and decided to start brewing. She won a national competition on TV. She's about to be on Samantha Brown in January. So we recorded that last month. So she is doing so many things that are broadening out just what we're trying to get mm-hmm. across the board. And her focus is having that diversity in the craft beer industry with just myriads of exposure of culture and gender so that everybody can kind of be part of the process.
Well, in our last segment, Nick from Comcast Rise mentioned that, you know, especially for small business owners, mm-hmm. they are so involved in running the business.
Yes.
In your case, you're working on brewing beers and recipes and things like that. And that's where Nick talked about Comcast can come in and help you with some of those areas that you need to succeed in to grow your business.
Yep.
Like the high-speed internet, things
Absolutely.
Like that you don't have to worry about if Comcast comes in and helps.
Yes. And even with the media, the piece, and I was just talking to him outside, the marketing piece to this, my wife and I do marketing. We do, somebody had asked me about who was my SEO. I had no idea what that was. Search engine optimization folks. I didn't know what that was, but I'm at home working on Google trying to get my stuff up. Apparently I'm an SEO. I have no idea, but you go through this. I'm a plumber. I'm a carpenter. Small businesses are doing everything. And when you can get a little bit of assistance, whether it's through Comcast, whether it's through a federal grant or even a loan from a bank, versus Colorado here or whatever it is, those little helping assistance programs are invaluable to a company like ours. We're six people deep. My wife, my daughter, myself, we're all part of the team. So it is a family business and it is traditionally rooted in those values. And it is hard to not do it all because you want to get it all done. But sure. This assistance was great, great. We were very grateful for it.
Well, it sounds like it may have made the difference in getting you through the pandemic.
It did. It helped a lot. And to get her back on technology, just get this technology in there. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better than a stubby pencil and a chalkboard. You know, you're really hurting in there, but we still go back to what we know. So we've got a whiteboard in the back. She has an iPad out, but she's still doing everything on the wall because that's her routine. And so there's a compromise, I think, between analog and digital. And as long as you can marry the two and make go much more smoother, those operations move faster at a faster rate.
Well, want to find out a little bit about your beer company, of course.
Yeah.
Tell me how many different varieties do you change up in the seasons? Yeah. How does that work?
So my wife has 16 taps and we work with that all year long. Our big event is Dia de los Muertos. So late October into the first 3 days of November, we are doing a Dia de los Muertos event. We do it every year. We set everything up as culturally appropriate as we did when we were kids and put up altars. That's what we do. So my wife will do beers that are tribute beers to everybody that's passed. So in the past years, we used everybody in the brewery. We were able to do a beer for our grandparents. I did one for a couple of buddies I've lost in Afghanistan and Iraq. And so we go through that, I guess, grieving process, but we do that with our company. And so we put it up into the beer altar. And so each tap has a value, a meaning behind the beer. And the recipe is usually something that goes back to, you know, she loved her best friend, Jen, passed, and she loved white mochas at Starbucks. So we ended up making a white stout chocolate espresso beer.
Wow.
And it came out amazing. And she just keeps doing that beer, you know, every so often.
Sure.
So she's done Cricket beers. She's done all kinds of stuff to kind of expose folks to just what is out there. She has a great beer for her grandmother named Nananeta that is a tamarind beer on a Belgian Trappel. Beautiful beer, but it has that tamarind bite to it. So it's a different flavor a lot of folks aren't used to. Mm-hmm. Mexican candy, India, they use tamarind in all kinds of stuff. So it's just one of those things where you're introducing new flavors to folks and to hopefully spark them to want to buy more, but but enjoy themselves and have a conversation. So that's kind of where we're at.
Just curious about the beer brewing process.
Yeah.
From start to finish, about how long does it take?
It depends on the beer, but she can probably get a small batch. So we've got a 1-barrel system and a 10-barrel system. The 10-barrel system takes her about 3 weeks to get it out because it's just a larger batch. And then the one barrel, she can probably do something between 2 and sometimes it takes 6 weeks to 8 weeks. Just depends on the beer. So that fermentation process and how they work that piece is really what separates the difference in the beers.
Now, are any of your beers available in retail, or is it you have to go to the brewery?
So that's the right now it's just a brewery. We didn't even have a canning machine when COVID started, so we had no way to get to-go beers out. A local brewery helped us out and let us borrow their canning machine. So now we're doing crawlers as well. We bought our own canner. And then keg sales is where we're really focusing right now. We'd like to get into more restaurants. We are in a few around town, and we're going to work with Cheyenne Mountain Resort here next week and do a fest there for them, kind of a private party thing. But that kind of helps us move kegs out. And that to us is how we get our name out there. And then you can start going into liquor stores.
Oh, terrific. Well, congratulations on a wonderful success story. You're a veteran.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about your military service, please. What branch and what did you do?
Branch. Okay, so Army. I joined I kind of got recruited in as a kid, right? But he steered me to West Point, and I didn't get to go to West Point because I had a child at that time. So San Diego State University offered me a ROTC scholarship. So I went there, commissioned in 1999 as a field artillery lieutenant, went to Fort Lewis with the 1st Striker Brigade, then out to Germany where I immediately deployed. It was 03. So we went out to Iraq and did that twice in Baghdad with a 5th Corps artillery, and then came back here to Fort Carson. And that was my last duty station. So Fort Carson, I got here in 07, commanded 2nd Brigade, War Horse, and 316, commanded that and took these guys out to Iraq, and then came back and picked up a job as a battalion S3, so an operations officer. And then we went back into Afghanistan, Farah Province, as a battle space zoning battalion there.
Wow.
Yeah.
What nice career.
Yeah. Well, it was nice if you want to say that, you know, there's always that drawback of it would have been cooler if I was in Hawaii the whole time and never went anywhere else. But at the end of the day, for what it was, I got everything I ever wanted to have out of the Army. The people I met and the veterans that are friends for life, it just blows my mind at what I've been able to experience as a human going through this life, been exposed to many things and seen so many things that I just can't fathom how anything else other than the military would have been any better.
It's great to be able to see different parts of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, and just the people. You know, you're always fighting for the guys you're left to right. And I took a lot of that to where we are now with their business. It's funny, our employees are like, man, you guys are like mom and dad, you know, but we care. And just that one thing of taking care of your battle buddy, taking care of those around you, that's instilled to you in the Army, and that's what we're doing in the small business world now too.
They're terrific.
Yeah.
Well, what advice can you offer, Rich, for a veteran who, you know, their military career is now behind them, or maybe they're getting ready to detach and it soon will be, for the future? Because you've served your country, had a great career, but now you're doing something totally different. You're a small business owner. You're still serving on Fort Carson. But I mean, if someone's like going, oh my gosh, what do I do next? What do I do? Give them some thoughts and some motivation on what the best maybe is yet to come.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, I had no idea that this was possible. I was in the Army. I'm like, you got to keep going. Just do this career. And once you're done, you retire and you sit down and you drink a beer on the porch. And it's not how it works. You're too young. I'm 45. I feel like I'm 25 just because I'm a business owner, you know, and you're constantly on your toes. I would say to the vets coming out, focus on yourself. We spend our entire career focusing on everyone around us and the team. And there is nothing wrong with that. But when you walk away and you're interviewing for that first job, and I do interviews at Carson, so I bring folks in, and you hear them talking about everybody else but themselves. I can't figure out who you are. So as you go out into the interview process, or if you want to start your own business, remember that everything you did with everybody else as a team is part of you, and that's what you need to start focusing on is how do I make myself excel? How do I make myself get a better education? How do I get myself into a position where my business will thrive, or whether I'll move up in the company that I decide to work for? I fell in love with defense contracting only because it kept me with the soldiers, and it kept me from going a little crazy. You know, at the end of the day, you want to stay with soldiers, you want to feel engaged, you want to feel like you're part of the team still, and working for the defense contract team really has helped me as an instructor, and then now it's just part of that limit management team there, so it's a lot of fun.
Would you like to put out a shout out for Comcast Rise for those people who can qualify for the help?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sign up. I applied. I didn't even know if it was something that I could get, and it's a national program, so there's all kinds of grants out there. The social media thing or the marketing, those things are amazing. You get a commercial for a year. You can do some social media stuff. Well, they'll move you up and optimize you to the top of the list. And that's what you're looking for as a small business. The technology piece for us was critical just because we were in the Stone Ages. But at the end of the day, most businesses will probably already have their technology. So just look to them for that marketing if that's what you're looking for. If you're just like us and you're still working with a pencil trying to do accounting on Excel, let's get that computer going and get those things in there too. So they've got their technology package, which is amazing. And it frees you up from a bill. Why wouldn't you pass up on that?
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. I got to ask you a couple fun facts. It's something we do here. I understand that you like the movies Karate Kid and Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, so the Karate Kid piece, Star Wars, I'm not so good at, but Karate Kid, for some reason, I got addicted as a kid. I fell in love with that movie. The second one is my favorite, not the first one. I like the one in Japan. And we had a group of friends over, and I decided to, they challenged me to quote the movie. So they were hitting forward on the DVR and then stop randomly. And I had to start doing the lines and the whole movie. I was all over it. There's no issues. I can quote that movie from top to bottom. I don't know how, I don't know why, but it is the movie that I was addicted to. So it's a big deal.
You've got me wanting to go back and watch the movie again. And I enjoyed it too. Yeah. So now, what are we going to watch tonight, huh? What we are. Also, you got tell us about the car you drove.
Yeah, so I got an 85 El Camino. I'm very, very proud of it. We found it, took us forever. As a kid in high school, I had an 87 El Camino, same color, beige and brown. Lost that one when we graduate from high school, you move on to another car, a little more sensible. Now that I'm old, I want to go back to that. And so me and my wife met. I was driving an 87 El Camino. We are now 20 years down, 20 some, almost 25 years of marriage.
Congratulations.
And thank you. you. And that El Camino is back in our lives. So we were excited about it. And then it worked out that the movie came out, El Camino, so everybody kind of knew what it was instead of what kind of car, is it a car, is it a truck? What is that thing? So we enjoy it. I think a lot of folks around town, when they see it, they laugh and they're all giving us kind of a wave. It's a lot of fun. And we just enjoy driving around with it.
All right. If we want to come to your brewery, tell us a little bit more about where to go again. One more time, please.
Okay. So you can go online to buy merch at www.attheritabeercompany.com. You can go down to the brewery, please do, at 204 Mount View Lane, suite number 3. We are on North Nevada and just one stoplight south of the Garden of the Gods, North Nevada intersection. You can buy us at your local restaurants. There's a few restaurants around town that we're at. If you ask for Atherita, the garden's got us on. There's a few other places. So please ask for Atherita at your local watering hole, and hopefully they'll have us on tap and you guys can enjoy.
And let me go ahead and spell that for folks if they want to put it on the internet. A-T-R-E-V-I-D-A.
Yes.
Is that correct?
And it means audacious, bold woman. Oh. So that's my wife. It was a daring, she's just getting out there and doing something crazy. So that's what we called it, Atherita.
I love the translation. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Great backstory. Hey, thank you. Nice to meet you. Much success in your future. And thank you for making time to join us on the Tactical Advantage.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. That's Rich Ferrero. And I'm Mike Lewis, covering for John Register. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage to make sure that you have the right options. Call Rich Lewis at Medicare Mentors at 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance at no cost consultation for military connected service members. Committed to advocate for you today and all of your tomorrows. Proud sponsors of Tactical Advantage. Heard every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on KPPF. It's time to smile again. At Star Dental Institute, Dr. Gary Moore and his staff specialize in general dentistry, dentures, and orthodontics, as well as sedation dentistry and dental implants at affordable rates. With COVID-19 restrictions being lifted, now is the perfect time to visit Star Dental Institute, Colorado Springs' premier full-service dentistry office and one-day denture service center. The message is basic. It's safe to come back to the dentist. To schedule an appointment, call 719-597-7979 or online at dentalcoloradosprings.com. Star Dental Institute, proud sponsor of Tactical Advantage. In today's tough economic times, it can be hard to make sure you're working with companies that have your best interest at heart. Because of this, you can count on the Wire Nut to go the extra mile to make sure that you and your investments are protected. You can trust the Wire Nut for licensed HVAC technicians, master electricians, and plumbers. The Wire Nut is your complete home service company. They strive to make sure you are comfortable in your home and that your home is safe. Call the Wire Nut Home Services at 719-465-5902. Online at thewirenut.com. Proud sponsor of the Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
And you're listening to Tactical Advantage on KPPF. Mike Lewis covering for John Register. He'll be back soon, but I'm meeting some wonderful people and sharing some great information about Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Let's welcome in our next guest, Mark Smith, Director of Transition and Employment for Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. A veteran yourself, it's good to see you, Mark.
I am. Thanks for having me, sir.
It's our pleasure. Well, thank you. Before we dive into some of the things going on at Mount Carmel, since you're a veteran, tell me about what you did in the military, what branch, and your job.
So I was Army 20 years. I was a truck driver, 88 Mike. And then in 2001, right during 9/11, I was sent to recruiting. And that's where I got stuck. So I was a permanent recruiter for 13 years.
How was recruiting after 9/11? I heard stories after stories where people said, I want to join, I want to help.
Yeah, the problem, I think what everybody ran into at that time, everybody wanted to join. It was just meeting those qualifications to get in. That was the hardest part. So,
all right, well, let's go circle back now to Mount Carmel. What is transition, basically, as I understand it, is when you're leaving active duty.
Correct.
And you're going into the civilian workforce. So you're dealing with transition and employment. Talk about that, please.
Yeah, so we work with anybody from a year of discharge until all the way up to the Civil War, so to speak. I mean, we don't have anybody from the Civil War in our clientele, but...
if you find somebody, I'd like to meet them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll send them over and put them on the podcast. No, our oldest client is 75 years old and our youngest client is 20. So we work with a wide array of ages on that. Whether it be from the transitioning service member to somebody who's been out for a while, the military spouse, dependents, you know, we turn no one away. So we work with pretty much everyone.
Well, let's talk about the higher end of the spectrum for just a moment. Okay. Let's say someone is listening and they're in their 60s or 70s and they still want to, they're in good health and they want to get out there. They want to be productive. They want to find a job. They're out there, correct?
Absolutely. Come see us and we'll help them out. Most definitely. You know, what we run into a lot is the older generation with the resume. You know, we assist them with the resume, help them with the job leads. I mean, depending on the age and getting up there, you know, cause I'm getting up there, you know, I don't want to work, you know, 40 hours a week, you know, or whatever the case may be. And, you know, maybe something part-time. We can definitely help everyone connect those dots.
Well, you started to touch on it. Let's dig down into more of the services, resume, interviewing. What other services do you do?
Absolutely. We put on a week-long resume workshop called Prep Connect 360. We run that course every other month. We're doing LinkedIn workshops. We're doing resume workshops, federal resume workshops, hiring events, job fairs. If there's anything our service members, veterans, or their families need to assist them in gaining employment, we will do it. Okay. You know, I'm pretty open to do anything at least once, especially if it's successful, then we'll keep doing it. So.
Sure. And things have changed, as I understand it, for people who are looking for work now versus maybe 20 years ago. You do have things like, you mentioned it, LinkedIn. LinkedIn
Absolutely.
Didn't exist at one point. You need to be on LinkedIn. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'm not a big social media guy, but I do have LinkedIn. I try to get on there at least two or three times a day. But LinkedIn is huge. I know when I got promoted at Mount Carmel, within 3 days of me updating my job position, I had three job offers in my email. So I didn't accept them because I like what I do. Yeah. You definitely have to have LinkedIn. Employers, and even for myself, if I hire from my department, mm-hmm. that's the first thing I go look at is social media. You know, I look at LinkedIn. I don't have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that, but people in my department do, and I have them look and see, you know, and just, hey, what kind of background are we working with here? So, LinkedIn right now is huge, huge.
And so I've heard it say, you mentioned social media, but this is something to some people need to think about, and I'm sure you help them with this, is it's not only what you have on your social media, it's what you probably shouldn't have on your social media, especially if you're looking for work.
Correct. You know, with the LinkedIn, you know, when we brief the installations, I always get the question, well, you know, you have a LinkedIn workshop coming up. And I always tell them, LinkedIn is your professional site. You know, it shouldn't look like Facebook. You know, Facebook, you'll have your memes on there and you'll have, you know, your personal pictures, things like that. The LinkedIn is a professional business site because you have companies on there looking at you. You know, suggestion for social media, you know, you don't want to put out things that you wouldn't want your mom to see is kind of what I always say. So, you know, you always want to keep all your social media clean because companies are doing it. They're looking at all social media.
They're trying to figure out if the person they are considering bringing onto their team is going to be a good fit.
Correct. Yeah. And if you got a bunch of beer pictures and stuff like that, you know, that's probably not good, especially if it's on LinkedIn. And, you know, being on LinkedIn since I've been at Mount Carmel, it's I get a lot of requests to connect. And there's some that I don't accept just because I look at their profile and I'm like, you know, I can't be associated with that.
Okay. Well, good advice. And again, that's why you were there. In what ways does Mount Carmel specifically help veterans of color in the area?
So right now we have a grant. It's a USAA racial diversity grant. We can assist everyone with, no matter what color or religion, background, whatever, we can assist with getting certifications, whether it be, you know, IT, HR, cyber licensing, such as the CDL license. We can help fund some of that. So we have funding to assist with that. Like I said, we don't turn anyone away. So it's for us, you know, that's the highlight of our day, is seeing one of our clients succeed. So
terrific. Well, certifications, let's go ahead. I'd like to talk about that, because some jobs do require a certification. You can help in some of those areas. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct. You know, we've helped fund a pilot's license for a client that they needed for a position they were trying to get into. HR certifications right now are big, especially, you know, in the Colorado Springs area, is IT certs. You know, Security Plus, Net Plus, A Plus, the ITIL. You know, it's most of the companies now that have the contracting positions on the installations. If you're going to work IT, you got to have one of those. And more than likely, it's going to be Security Plus. And we have those connections within the community to get these certifications done and actually fund them for our clients.
Well, I was going to ask you that. What if someone is, they're trying to get work, so funds are a little bit tight? You can help them as far as getting things paid for?
Absolutely. Call me.
Okay. And how do we do that? What's your number?
You could call me at 719-309-4724.
Let's go ahead and talk about transitioning, maybe the members getting off duty, the spouse. You can help them, because we talk about MILF spouse with the Mount Carmel a lot, because they have a unique role in this, because a typical member of the military, not all, but a typical member, mm-hmm. transitions a lot from base to base.
Right.
They get sent all over the world throughout the country. If the spouse is following them, they start a job, they quit a job. They start a job, they quit a job. Unless they're lucky enough to be working in a national company and they can move. You can help spouses too that are now looking for work. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So I have a MILF spouse job coach in my office, and Ashley's specific duties are to assist the military spouses and dependents. So with the dependents, for my department, you got to be between the ages of 18 and 26. Now, if you come to me and your son or daughter's 16, we're still going to help them. They got to be within the employable age. But as far as the MILF spouse goes, we treat them just like they're a service member. We assist them with their resume. We help them with their LinkedIn. We get them in the interview workshops. We can fund them with certifications. We've ran into a lot lately is a certified nursing assistant. We actually can pay for them to go to school and get their CNA license. Depending on what cert they're looking for, what company, like I said, we help them connect the dots as well. And I think it's just as difficult to be a military spouse as it is a service member, you know, because a lot of times they don't know what the service member's going through when they're transitioning. All they know is, hey, we're getting out and we're living here. So, you know, we kind of help them connect those dots and hopefully help them gain employment. And
I want to see if you confirm what I'm hearing and seeing. Mm-hmm. A lot of job openings right now in the Pikes Peak region.
Absolutely. There are a lot of jobs. I get companies calling me daily looking for people to hire. A lot of times they'll hire our clients just because they're our clients. Mm-hmm. They're still going to look at the resume. They're still going to do the interview, but it kind of gives them that step up.
Sure.
You know, they want veterans. Veterans, you know, will get up on time. They show up in the right uniform. They know where to be. They bring their tools. They bring their lunch, or, you know, it's just certain things that a lot of companies look for, and we fit that bill.
They follow instructions.
That too.
That's all good. Well, what other kind of assistance do you provide, and other assistance do you do for clients other than employment?
You know, we have a thing up at Mount Carmel we call wraparound services. You know, I stress this with our clients. I stress it with my peer navigators that work for me up there. And when I say work for me, we're a team, we're a family in my department, and we are the whole building. We all get along. If I have a client that, you know, it may not be employment, might not be the bottom line. They come to us because they think I need a job because, you know, my bills are late, or I'm having a hard time, or I'm something. When we build that plan with them, you know, it could be something going on, a life-changing thing. Maybe they need to seek behavioral health. So I'll walk across the hall and grab one of the counselors and say, hey, can you please come talk to my client? It could be, I can't pay my rent this month. I could be borderline homeless. So I'll go over to Veteran Family Resources and say, hey, can you come over and start helping this guy? You know, with the program, some of them take a little bit of time. So you got to be flexible with this. It's not things that can happen overnight, especially with the Veteran Family Resources, because there are certain steps they have to meet mm-hmm. to help, you know, pay these bills or fund the stuff and do the case management that may be required. And then they come back to us, and then we assist them in gaining mm-hmm. employment. So, I mean, for us, the wraparound services is key. You know, like I said, all the departments get along. We know what we need to do, and we try to get it done as best as we can.
What advice, Mark, do you have for transitioning members? They have a lot. They probably have thought about a lot of the issues, but I would imagine there are some things that they haven't thought about.
You know, it's there's so many resources here in Colorado Springs due to the, you know, you got Schriever, Peterson, the Air Force Academy, Fort Carson, Cheyenne Mountain. There are a ton of resources. I always tell people two things. Utilize all your resources, and networking is key. For us, we are a free resource. Please use us. You know, we can't make you become a client, but let us help you know what you don't know.
Right. And who can use Mount Carmel? Let's go ahead and talk about that, since you just said use the resources. We've mentioned it before, but there may be someone brand new to this broadcast. Let's let people know who can go to Mount Carmel.
Anyone can come to Mount Carmel. As far as us helping you gain employment, you know, if you're 1 year out of discharge, if you're 2 years out, call me. I'll start assisting you now. But normally it's 1 year out of discharge all the way up until, you know, Vietnam, Korea, World War II, and then military spouse independence. You know, like I said before, we normally help the dependents between 18 and 26 because they're within that employable range. And like I said, if you have a child that's 16, we will still assist them. We don't turn anyone away. No matter of your discharge, we will still try to assist you. Now, depending on that discharge, if you've got some criminal, you know, history, things like that, it's going to make it a little more difficult on us, but we're still going to do our best to assist you. So.
Okay, that's terrific. And many, I don't want to say all because I know it's not all, but many of your programs, it's no cost.
Absolutely. We, for the most part, it's free. You know, behavioral health's a little different. That's something you have to take up with them because they're on a sliding scale. So, but, you know, transition and employment, veteran family resources, you know, we have partners in our building, the Volunteers of America, you know, the Veterans Optometry Partners of America. You could possibly get free eyeglasses. That's where I get my glasses from, which is nice because I can literally walk downstairs and tell the doctor, hey, my eyes. And she checks me out and, you know, hooks me up with glasses. So, you know, biggest thing is just come check us out. You know, I'll give you a tour of the building and, you know.
All right. Well, you were recruited in the Army and now you're kind of recruiting for Mount Carmel.
Well, and that's, you know, when I first took on this job, I knew the director of operations at the time and I was working on Fort Carson and he called me. He said, hey, I got a peer navigator job open. So, of course, what is a peer navigator? And he kind of told me, he's like, well, you're a recruiter. It's like the same thing. Only difference is I'm not beating you up about putting people in the Army. I said, all right, well, I'll come up. So I did the interview, got the job. And it kind of is, you know, we're still doing the outreach stuff. We're doing table setups. You know, we're briefing everywhere. You know, we're trying to get the clients in. And again, we don't, you know, get money or anything for having clients. So, you know, it's just to help the veterans and their families. That's, for me, I love that. I enjoy that. As a veteran, when I retired from the Army, there was no Mount Carmel. I mean, there really were no resources for veterans. It was, you went to, at the time, ACAP. You showed your resume, you had your resume, and that was it. And it was like, listen to these briefings and good luck to you.
Have a nice day.
Absolutely. Well, and I didn't even get that on the way out the door. It was like, oh, he's gone. Thank you. No. But, you know, now, like I said, there are a ton of resources and probably 99% of those resources are free. Utilize them all and network.
You earned them.
Network. Yes, you did. You earned them. And, you know, with even, you know, filing a VA claim, we have veteran service officers in our building. They work for the county, but they're in our building. And Rich and Paul, I mean, they break their backs daily to help veterans get what they earned. And, you know, I hear it all the time. Well, I never knew to file a claim. Well, now you do. File the claim. You know, even if it's a 0%, you know, in the future, you got to start looking toward the future.
Sure.
You know, because like for me, I'm not getting any younger. So I have everything in there. So, you know, my glasses, hearing, you know, if my hearing gets any worse, I get hearing aids and it's all, you know, through the VA. So
it's terrific. Well, a fun fact we'd like to go ahead and end with is I understand you're a huge rodeo fan.
I am. Yeah. It's, I watched rodeo as a kid. I'm from Southeast Missouri, so we had the Sykeston JC's rodeo. And we would go to that every year when I was a kid. And I always thought it was cool. So when I moved to Colorado Springs, I'm dating a young lady now who works for the PRCA here in town.
Okay.
And, you know, we would always kind of watch it and things. And she's like, hey, let's go to this rodeo. I was like, okay. So we started going to the rodeos. Well, in December, she had to work the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Dallas because they couldn't have it in Vegas because of COVID-19. Mm. So, hey, I got you tickets. Come down, fly down. And, you know, and it was awesome. I went down for the National Finals Rodeo. Well, the night number 10, I actually got to work the NFR with her and then her boss. So, you know, I was behind the chute gates and it was awesome seeing, you know, all the old cowboys, former, you know, 6-7 time world champions. And yeah, it was awesome.
Terrific.
Awesome.
And you know, the nice thing and the tie about the Pike Speaker Bus Rodeo here in Colorado Springs, proceeds help the military here in our area. So
yes.
I'm sure that makes you feel good.
It does. Yeah. We actually hosted the rodeo board at Mount Carmel after the Pike Speaker Bus Rodeo. And I was actually there for that one too. So, met all those guys on the board and yeah, it's awesome. It's fun and it's very respectful, you know, sport. I mean, it's insane how it works. So,
well, Mark, our time is up, but thank you. It was good to meet you. Again, Mark Smith, phone number at Mount Carmel, 719-772-7000. Folks need to give you a call, it sounds like.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's our front desk, and they'll transfer you right up to me.
All right. And you can go to veteranscenter.org. Mike Lewis covering for John Register. You're listening to Tactical Advantage on KPPF. And let's go ahead and talk about some upcoming events coming to Mount Carmel. Music program happens every Monday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Art Expression Group meets Monday afternoons at 5:30. Yoga, Tuesdays at 5. The Reboot Group meets Tuesdays at 6:30 in the evening, helping veterans and their family members overcome trauma. The Family Art Expression is held every Wednesday evening at 5:30. Women's Veterans Group meets at Mount Carmel on Fridays from 12:30 to 1:30 in the afternoon, and Tai Chi Saturday mornings at 10. It all happens at Mount Carmel. If you want to find out about upcoming schedules, it's easy to go to veteranscenter.org and you can see the complete list there.
This has been Tactical Advantage with John Register, heard every Saturday at 8 a.m. on KPPF, presented by Mount Carmel Veteran Service Center in partnership with Medicare Mentors, Wirenut Home Services, and Star Dental Institute. Listen to the companion podcast on KPPF Radio. Podbean.com.